This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black and gold, they go down 33-10 to the Denver Broncos. Thursday night football. We're going to check in atop the Superdome with Deuce McAllister for a health update. And can it get any worse, Deuce?
From a health standpoint, yes. Here's the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospital, 1 premise of keeping you well. A couple guys that left the game. One was guard Nick Salivary. He left, did not play in the second half. Another guy that left the game, Marshawn Lattimore, had a hamstring injury. Obviously, Paulson Adebo left with the right leg injury. Hopefully, he is okay. Had to be carted off. Did not look good one bit. Those are just a couple of guys that left the game and didn't return. You had Alvin to get his hand kind of looked at. You had DeMario to go in the tent. And then Spencer Rattler did not go back in the game, was replaced by Jake Haner, but he also had something that he was dealing with.
Yeah, it definitely looked like Rattler had a little gimp to him coming off the field. We'll find out more soon enough, I guess, on him. Deuce, looking at this game, and obviously you didn't expect a Denver Broncos team to be able to move the ball as easily as they were able to and put the points on the board. One of the, the offense had been struggling for them, but this Saints defense seemed to be the cure-all once again, and a big story ends up being the inability to stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. And I can't say that, you can fix it by tackling. It's more than tackling. Some of the things that you're doing that they've got to be able to figure out and fix. And you talk about a short week now. It allows you to have 10 days. And so it is somewhat of a mini bye. But, I mean, you're going to go back and say, hey, look, what are we doing? What aren't the guys understanding? Because, obviously, it's something that they aren't understanding. And you're disappointed. You're disappointed. You're frustrated. And, it's not the end of the season. But, man, it's not looking good for you right now.
No, definitely. 2-5 now, and everyone wants to still say there's plenty of football left. Time is a ticking for sure. What do you do as a player, in the locker room right now to not lose that hope, to not lose that focus of, hey, we still got to put it together, do our jobs, and win football games here and not quit?
Well, I mean, hope in the answer. I mean, you've got to go and play. I mean, and so at some point you've got to understand that I'm not only just playing for my team, I've got to be able to perform for myself. And because what I put out on the film, that doesn't just go to my coaches and myself. That goes to the other 31 teams as well. And so, you can control what you can control. And if it's going to be effort and you're not giving effort, then that's an issue. If I can't go out and execute, then that's an issue. And those are things that you can control. You can go and fix. It's free to give effort. Doesn't cost you a thing. Now, when you talk about execution, you got to know a little bit of what you're doing, but it's free to give effort. So if you're not willing to do that, then you probably won't last very long in this league.
I know there's not many to take away from this game, Deuce, but is there any positives that you come to mind after seeing this matchup? I know the running game at least got a little bit going. It just obviously you weren't able to get enough of it.
No, there's some positives. There's always positives. I mean, there's things that you saw that they, hey, look, this is what we practice on. This was something that worked. This young player, got a chance to play down a stretch. You talk about one of those guys from a corner standpoint. Two of your Kool-Aid McKinstry as well as Rico Payton. Both of those guys played down the stretch. I mean, and so, yeah, they didn't have to throw the ball a ton at the end there when they were in, but those guys got to play down the stretch. And so for them, that means something. I mean, this is not a throwaway game for them. That means something. That's reps that they will not get back. I mean, but at the end of the day, it's about winning, and you didn't win. But there's some positives that you can find in this game. I mean, there was a ton of guys that would normally not had a chance to play that did get the opportunity to play.
Always enjoy listening to you guys, Deuce. Thanks for the time, and have a good night, man.
All right, you as well.